Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 now here on KNSS. It is 73 degrees. National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harvey County and southwestern Sumner County. This goes until 7:30 this morning. The threat of 60...
No, Harper counts.
What'd I say, Harvey?
Yeah,
Harper. It's the other H. Okay. Harper and Sumner. It goes till 7:30 this morning, and 60-mile-per-hour wind possible, penny-sized hail. A California security guard is charged following a deadly face mask dispute.
Security guard Ymir Hawkins is charged with murder after prosecutors say he shot and killed a customer outside of a Los Angeles County supermarket. Police say Hawkins got into an argument with Jerry Lewis, who reportedly entered the Gardenia market without a face mask. The confrontation later turned physical, and police say Lewis was shot in the back while he walked away. Bail for Hawkins is set at $1 million. Tom Graham, Fox News.
4 in 10 Kansans live in counties that have overruled Governor Laura Kelly's statewide mask order, even as coronavirus cases in the state soar. More than 90 of the state's 105 counties have opted out of the mandate issued last week under a new state law allowing local leaders to follow or discard the governor's pandemic-related executive orders. The Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagles analysis of public health data shows that 6 of the 10 counties with the most cases have decided against mandatory mask wearing. 9 of the 10 counties with the lowest rates of testing have also opted out.
The bad news is that Kansas is experiencing a huge jump in COVID-19 cases, with Kansas now in the top 14 states in the country for the most rapid spread of the virus. Good news is that for now, hospitals in the state are keeping pace. Kansas Secretary of Health and Environment, Dr. Lee Norman.
We have fewer patients hospitalized per capita than other states. We have fewer hospitalized patients dying per capita compared to their states. We do not have a shortage of ventilators. We do not have a shortage of hospital or intensive care beds.
A Denver suburb is enacting a mask mandate and a potentially severe penalty for those who don't comply.
With a spike in coronavirus cases, Englewood is requiring all residents to wear face coverings, and violators could face up to a year in jail along with a hefty fine. The emergency order mandating everyone over the age of 6 wear a mask when out in public went into effect Thursday. First offenders will be fined just $15, and second and subsequent offenders will have to shell out $25. However, the order also states that the maximum penalty is a fine of over $2,600, a year in jail, or both. Denver County has the highest number of COVID-19 cases and infection rate in Colorado. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Kansas sheriff says he has decided to euthanize one of the department's police dogs after an unprovoked, vicious attack on its handler. Geary County Sheriff Daniel Jackson posted on Facebook the attack Tuesday involving canine crew lasted 90 seconds. The deputy had reached into the kennel in his patrol car to put a collar on the dog. He suffered a torn bicep and multiple puncture wounds requiring 17 stitches. Sheriff wrote that since 2018, the dog had also attacked 2 other canine officers on 3 different occasions, requiring a total of 54 stitches and the reattachment of a toe. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A typical summertime complex of storms was rolling southeast across parts of south-central Kansas. A severe thunderstorm watch officially continues in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. Any storms may produce some heavier rainfall and strong wind gust. Cloud cover may hold our temperature down today, but if we see any clearing, we'll get to 91. Tonight's low 75, Saturday 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now light rain in the area, 73 degrees, and we've had a southeast wind gusting up to 46 miles per hour. 634 Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Just a quick note on that canine, the dog, the police dog who had to be euthanized after attacking three different deputies, whatever. You know, a dog, it's a funny thing. My brother's mother-in-law, okay, lives out in New Mexico where Mike lived, near where he lived, and she had a couple of big Rottweilers.
Mm-hmm.
Around the place, they're out kind of in the country, in that area, you need to have something. So they got some guns and some dogs. But anyway, she had a Rottweiler named Bear. She had raised that pup since it was a pup.
Mm-hmm.
And the bear was not feeling good one day. And she got down and did a little baby talk, and he grabbed her. And just, I mean, stitches all over her face. What happens, I think, with dogs and animals sometimes, if they get sick, you know, they react funny. They may know you all of their life. That's why when you see these people with these lions that they have for pets, say, whoa, watch out. Because an animal, if it's in distress, it could attack you. And that sounds like what happened with this police dog in Geary County. That's kind of a sad note, but wow. Today is July 10th. It's a Friday morning, Ted. On this date in 1999, you'll remember, the United States women's soccer team won the World Cup, beating China 5-4 on penalty kicks after 120 minutes of scoreless play at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Was that a big deal at the time, Ted, for the women's soccer team, U.S. team? I don't know if it's the first time they ever won it or not, but they had a good team that year.
Was that when Brandi Chastain ripped off her jersey?
I don't know. 1999. Time passes. You know, the World Cup in soccer is an interesting thing because they play all these different matches in all these different countries. It's not like you go to one place and have a tournament. All these matches are going on, and they finally wind up finding out who the winner is going to be. But they beat China 5-4.
I don't know how big it might have been because the very first FIFA Women's World Cup was only in 1991.
Okay,
U.S. women actually won that very first one, so they'd already won at least that first one.
Okay, so you know a little more about it than I do. Anyway, so there you go. Sedgwick County mask mandate, a little change there, not much, but if you have a church, but the 45-person limit is not in effect for you. I guess if you're working out and you can keep 6 feet between you and the other person, that's okay. You know, last night we were driving by one of the fitness centers over there on the northwest side near 13th and West Street, and I noticed, hey, you got a lot of cars in there. People are working out. And so far, though, I don't think that we've had any reports of a cluster or anything like that at a facility like that, but I'm not aware of any anyway. So when I work out, I go outdoors, and I'm not within six miles of anybody, so I'm not too worried about it. But Shelly was at the store last night, wore her mask, bless her heart. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. We've got, what else we got going on? The State Fair may be called off. First time in a hundred.
Surprise me at all.
105 years or something.
I can't think any musical acts are going to be there. No. And I think they're getting vendors now getting, and other state fairs in our area have pulled out too. So that's
what I was seeing.
So
last night.
I think vendors are just kind of closing up shop.
Yeah, vendors are not. They're going to be there for Oklahoma, Texas State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
New
Mexico, Iowa. So,
see that yesterday was? Did Fox say Texas was not going to have their fair? I think we did a story on that yesterday. That fair in Dallas has gone on forever. In fact, Pat Boone used to go to that one, right, in the movies.
No, Iowa.
State Fair?
I thought it was in Iowa.
Okay. I get my state fairs confused. All right, guys, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here, and it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Thursday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures traded higher, but were unable to make new highs for the week. The cattle complex closed on the positive side, but well below the session highs. Live cattle and feeder cattle need to trade above the highs that were made back in May to break to the upside. Steer average carcass weights 896 pounds, up 6 pounds from the previous week and 42 pounds heavier than a year ago. The lean hogs closed mostly higher with the best strength in the nearby contracts yesterday. On the close, August live cattle were a dime higher at $99.25. August feeders up 47 cents at $134.52. And August lean hogs $2.27 higher at $50.22. There was new highs for the week made yesterday in the wheat, corn, and the soybeans, along with positive closes. Now, the managed money is still price-supportive along with the weather concerns, and the monthly USDA supply and demand report will be released at 11 o'clock this morning. September Casey wheat now is a penny and a half lower at 455 and a quarter. September corn's up a penny and a quarter at 350, and August soybeans 3 cents higher at 899 and a half. August crude oil trading 50 cents lower at 39.12. August gold $8.20 higher at $1,812. September S&P 9.25 points lower at 3,132. September dollar index 4 cents lower at 96.63. And September Dow Jones futures 96 points lower at 25,474. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, stay with us for just a second here. A severe thunderstorm warning now issued for eastern Harper County and southwestern Sumner County going till 7:30 this morning. The threat of 60-mile-per-hour wind and up to penny-size hail. You are in Augusta in Butler County. If these storms have been rolling through the area here for the past couple of hours, have you had anything going on in Butler County?
They've been just sliding to the south of us, so we've not much more than got the sidewalks wet.
Really? Wow. Well, we've been covering the weather now for a couple of hours here in the Wichita area on KNSS. And I'll tell you, one of the things that struck me and Jad when we were talking about this is, you know, this whole area has been kind of dry and getting some rain no matter what the circumstances. Pretty good deal for part of South Central Kansas anyway.
Exactly. You know, there's very few times you want to turn down a rain in July.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true. And you got a lot of lightning you can look at out there, too, right?
Well, there's been plenty of lightning and thunder this morning.
That's true. All right. Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. IRS allowing COVID-related distributions. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.